In Revelation chapter 7, we'll be reading verses 1 through 17, the whole chapter. In Revelation chapter 7, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of our God. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." That's God's word. Remember chapter 6, the six seals are opened by the Lord Jesus Christ, which foretold of the historical calamities that would come upon the world. And here, before the seven trumpets are sounded, which give notice of great corruptions arising in the church, we are given this chapter, in chapter 8, or chapter 7, to comfort us as the body of Christ, even in the midst of great calamity all around us. And so in verses 1 through 3, we learn of the angels sent to do harm through wind. They're held back, called not to harm until God's servants are sealed. In verses 4 through 8, it describes the sealing of God's servants. Verses 9 through 12 is a description of the people of God who are clothed in white, having been made righteous by Jesus Christ, praising the Lord. And the picture is that such are before the Lord in glory, along with the angels, the elders, and the four living creatures we've heard of previously. The remaining verses supply us with the greatest comfort, along with verses 9 through 12. That forever we as the people of God will dwell with Christ, who is on the throne, who shepherds His people, and who leads us in the way of the living waters. And no matter what comes in God's providence unto our lives, our God will uphold us And he will bring us through so that we will be in his presence forever and all our tears will be wiped away. And again, that's all in the context of the historical calamities, great corruptions in the church, and other things that we'll see as we continue in Revelation. Here he gives us great comforts to remind us that he will bring us to himself, even through the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise to your God who upholds your people, protects us from harm, leads us in the right way, even the way of everlasting and to everlasting. That you comfort us with the knowledge of Jesus Christ in our hearts. You comfort us by telling us that even though there are great calamities to come and have come, that you are a God who upholds your people. And as we look back in history, since this book was written, Revelation was written, and we find many of those calamities occurring. We find also what we'll see in the coming chapters, the great corruptions in the church happening. And yet through it all, you upheld your people. You have upheld your people. You have been faithful to your promises communicated here in chapter 7. And you continue to uphold us and will always uphold us until all of your elect have come in, which time the seventh trumpet will be sounded, the seventh seal will be opened, and all these things. But we know that you clothe us in white garments, white robes, royal robes, that you wipe away all of our tears, take away all of our pain and suffering, even for those who are persecuted unto death amongst your children and your church. Their blood spilled and yet not overlooked. You see them and you bring them home. And you'll bring every single one of us home who are of your children. And this we pray for our children, we pray for our grandchildren, even here present this evening, that you would send your Holy Spirit and baptize with the Holy Spirit, that none here would be baptized in the fire of your judgment. Save your people, your elect, Father, through your means, and by the power and mercy and grace of the Holy Spirit. As we prepare our hearts to hear the sermon this evening, we ask that you would watch over our rulers, our governing authorities, the civil magistrate, as we know that we are talking about the kingdom and the government of nations and even your church. We ask that you would cause them to rule according to your word, that such leaders, our rulers, our leaders, that you would cause them to love you and search after you and your ways and your word, that they would be saved. You would save them from their sins and humble them before your throne, that they would submit to Jesus Christ as they must do and they will do at some point. We pray that it would be before the judgment. And Father, we ask that you would make our nation a nation that exalts your name, a nation that loves the gospel. And so, Father, by your powerful hand, and according to your eternal decrees, we ask that you would raise up godly leaders who love you and would rule according to your word. And they would love your law and call upon the church, call upon the nation to learn your law and your word. And Father, we pray for the church and ask for your help with us. We ask that you would, as a congregation, help us by supplying and building your church, by giving us more families. We're thankful that you are already in the process of growing this congregation. So we pray for Levi that you would uphold him and strengthen him, even in the womb, and bring him safely to this earth of himself to be born. That you would uphold Shane and Arian and give them wisdom about parenting, and use those who are older in the congregation to teach the younger. So we know that especially older women are to teach younger women. And what a great opportunity to do that with Arian. And Father, we ask that you would help in this. Father, we also ask that you would bless your church with him, Levi, that you would give him saving faith. And he, now we know, even as we have better science now, we know that he hears in the womb. We ask that you would cause him to hear the gospel, and that if it be your will, that you would save him at the right time. Father, we pray the same for all of our children, even those who have gone out from us, who have rejected and rebelled against Jesus Christ. You would call them to yourself. Recall to them the word that they have heard, that they know, but they have suppressed that knowledge, and cause them to be haunted by it, and that they would have only one hope of escaping such hauntings, and that is by turning to Jesus Christ alone. Do that, Father, if it be your will. We ask for your mercy. We ask that you'd remember your covenant promises that are to our children and our children's children. And be gracious to us. And then, Father, we ask that you would continue to being with me this evening as we continue. My throat that hurts, we ask that you would strengthen me to make it through. Your word would go forth. We would hear, all of us would hear your word. We would be blessed by you speaking to us. And these things we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.